Everything that you're eating is just offensive.
We say the things your HR department warned you about. You're listening to The Big Party Show with Big Party and Molly.
I wore a special shirt for you today for Memorial Day.
Boy, what did you wear?
Okay, hold on. You ready?
Oh, yeah. People watch this. She's going to flash me. Meow. Oh, my God. That's fantastic. Oh, my God. That's fantastic.
Looks like David.
You really got it, don't you?
David was wearing American flag sunglass aviators.
No cat talk. No, that's actually a very sweet shirt. That's a nice shirt.
My sister got it for me. She's gotten me a collection of, because we're usually together, well, not for Memorial Day, but I did want to show my patriot side.
Yeah.
But we usually are together for 4th of July. So she always gets me like annually some really obnoxious. Like, I've got a special one that I'm saving for us for 4th of July. You'll see it.
Oh, are you really? Okay.
Oh, yeah. No,
for,
no.
For it, us as in you and I or just...
For the show. When we record something, I just...
Okay.
But I thought this one I would bring out for Memorial Day. Kick off to summer.
It's nice.
It's a tank top, but sadly, due to the fact that it's 20 degrees...
God, I got a hoodie on too. I feel like I need to show you what I'm wearing too.
Okay,
now,
what are you wearing?
Check. This is called Nature Heals the Soul.
It's Isn't my that
Nature
your buddies?
Yes. It's breathe in, breathe out, move on. He has done fantastic work. My buddy Vitok, one of my best buddies, started this years ago. And basically he travels everywhere just, you know, very cheaply too. He's not flying out to these expensive places. And he takes photos. He just sucks in all the nature. And it just has brought him into this peaceful place. So he has done, shared it on Facebook. He's got a page, Nature Hears a Soul, on Instagram. It's got tons of followers.
That's fantastic.
It's insane. Yeah. And he's even run into people that are nature photographers. And, you know, they have all this setups, you know, right. These crazy cameras. And they've compared photos. And some of these guys were like, where did you get this photo and how'd you take it? And he's that good. So, yeah, that's what breathe in. Breathe out, move on.
Move on.
Everybody can live with that, right? I think so. All right, real quick. BPScrasher@gmail.com is how you reach out to us. Also, you can message us at 402-915-0962. What are you snacking on today? We're going to have a picnic.
Yes, we are having a little picnic. Well, to keep
Gracie forgot. She doesn't look like she has anything near her, but that's okay.
She's like, maybe. I'm not a snacker. To keep with the, you know, with sort of the theme of America.
Yeah, America.
I got.
Oh, my God. Look at that.
Red, it's, white, it's, and blueberries.
Blueberries and strawberries.
Strawberries and apples.
And that's the white. Okay, the apples. Okay.
Yeah, the apples are the white. And then the bowl is kind of like the white.
I like that. Very nice.
And then I also have... chips that you're gonna make fun of me for.
Okay, let me make fun of you for them. What kind are they?
They're
what,
like
simple simply Cheetos.
Yes, exactly.
White
the
cheddar
healthiest
wow.
Cheeto you could get. Whoa, what happened?
Absolutely.
To you?
I don't know, something I went into the dark when you shared that.
Yeah, like, exactly.
Whoa.
So Cheetos puffs, but they have no artificial colors. Made
really?
With real cheese, which you're like, I thought it already was.
Yeah,
no,
I did too. Not so
no
much.
Artificial flavors added. So I don't know what kind of chip this is going to taste like, but I bought it because I was like, this is so silly.
I got chips too. Look at this. I brought, these are just your traditional, what do you call them? Your Tostitos.
Oh, those really? And that's not going to bother you, that crunching sound?
I've actually gotten better. I've been working on it. It doesn't bother me with Wylene. I've been working on it big time. It doesn't bother me if I crunch. But see, what I have to eat these with is a dip.
Yeah.
And my
dip
is potato salad. Have you ever done it? Oh, my God. People, get some potato salad and use that as a dip. Oh,
Let's double down on the carb, shall we? Carb on carb action. This is
I'm not done yet.
A diet crime.
All right. I also have something that you're very fond of.
Okay.
You love more than anything. And Whiting had to remind me because I forgot.
Oh,
What mayonnaise based substance is that?
Coleslaw.
Oh,
come on. Who doesn't like coleslaw? No. And then I have three things on a bun that is absolutely amazing that I'm going to eat also while we do this this special broadcast today.
What did you make on a bun?
I have right here a slaw dog. It's a hot dog with coleslaw and extra mayo.
You're so gross. Be careful. Don't choke. At the same time, I kind of want to see that.
I almost choked.
You almost choked.
So if you guys can't stand hearing people eat, you're going to be
this broadcast is going to just set you off. Mm-hmm.
I'm going to wash it down with what I call Mr. Right.
Oh, what's in a Mr. Nice Right?
Beer and Bloody Mary mix. Bloody beer.
Everything that you're eating is just offensive.
No. Everything I'm eating celebrates 3-day weekends and holidays.
Here I'm happy. With my red, white, and blueberries.
And I got my coleslaw.
LaCroix sparkling water. And my Simply. Like, there's two different ways to snack on this show. Obviously, where you're like, I got to double down on all the processed fats. And then there's like my neck of the woods where I'm like, I mean, does it have sugar? Natural sugars. I'm not an almond mom. Thing. Trust me. There's like all sorts of crap in my house right now.
I know. But yeah, this is my my celebration meal today. The slaw dog got on my radar because I love coleslaw.
Yeah,
you do. You know that. I love it on hamburgers. I love it on sandwiches. I love it on hot dogs mostly. Well, the Oscar Mayer wiener, I don't know if you saw this. I have no audio on it or video. But before the Indianapolis 500, they got all of the wiener mobiles and ran two laps racing each other.
Cute.
Yeah, it was super cool. But each one of those wiener machines, a wiener dog, they have different names. They have different names. And one of them was labeled a slaw dog. And that's the one I actually won. And I was watching it going, God, that sounds good. I'm going to eat that on our broadcast.
So this is like a first. So this is you. No. This is your inaugural slaw dog?
No. I've had them before. It's never on my radar for some reason.
Okay.
Because when I eat coleslaw, it's generally I'm doing that with barbecue. You know?
Oh, yeah. I know what you mean. Like you're doing it with hot ribs dogs. Or you're doing it with brisket or something like that. Yeah.
Yeah. Hot dog to me is a crime and opportunity. Like I threw a bunch on the hot dog machine in the Cuddle Cove because Wiley and I spent a good time on the pool and I was like, this is just going to be easy. So I threw some egg rolls on there and hot dogs and let that buddy
it's
cook.
Like a Casey's at your house.
Absolutely.
You're like, we went ahead. We got some taquitos.
That's what we do. I didn't put them on. I didn't put them on.
All of the cilantrical foods just slowly roasting at your house the pool.
Oh, I tell you what. So I went and got gas the other day at QT and I'm sitting there filling up. And you know how sometimes they have their advertisements on the gas machine that says, go get a pop and join a membership. This one said everything rolled and it showed a roll thing. And I was like, what is that conversation? So I went in there to see what everything is rolled. And they had the hot dog that already had breading on it. And he said, it's a corn dog. I'm like, it's not a corn dog. It was like regular breading with a hot dog. And I'm like, I can make that.
I love the fact that you're going in.
I'm scouting.
Like most people like are going in to check out the hot dog roller because they're like, oh, maybe I'm hungry for something.
Yeah.
You're there like casing the place. You're like, what do you have that I don't have on my hot dog roller at home? You're like judging. You're like, novice.
Absolutely.
You guys must just be new at this because let me tell you what, I know how to roll a hot dog.
I mean, all I need is a slushy machine and a couple gas tanks, and then I'm a full
man. You seriously
convenience store, you know,
you're like setting up shop. You're like, who needs a side hustle when you can just be a Casey's your house?
Exactly. Motivational Monday. We're going to start that right now. Let's just kick this off and we'll continue on with our snacking. Go ahead and hit V1 Gracie motivation, please.
Well, I'm sorry, but did I say you could give up today? Maybe you weren't thinking it, but I'm just making sure. Last I checked, you're built for this shithouser. You don't quit. You sure thrive. pick up that crown if you have to. Channel that fire and go make today beg for mercy.
There you go.
Yes.
Way to start the day.
I love those.
Way to start the day for sure. All right, so we have at BPS Crasher an email for you, Molly. They wanted to know what the weirdest thing you've ever found on the ground. I'm assuming the beach. Because I guess the ground is the beach. The beach is the ground. Whatever.
Yeah.
I do have a picture of some of your stuff. V2 Beach Finds Gracie. Which I don't know if any of that stuff is weird.
Beach garbage. On it.
If you could.
Did Peter put you up to that?
No, I put that
beach
down.
Beach garbage.
So what is the weirdest thing you've actually found?
I found a buoy once.
Well, that's...
No, normal. But it was like bananas. It looked like a 1950s. It was a wooden, like it must have broken off when somebody was fishing and it washed up, but it was like completely like it wasn't an icky.
Like a bobber or a buoy?
It looked like it's long. It's a couple like it's I have it. I mean, it's upstairs.
Skinny?
It's skinny.
Long and skinny.
And it's painted. It's like green and yellow and it's wood. So I'm assuming it came from, I'm assuming it came from like a fishing situation. I mean, I don't know where else it would, but I found that one and that was pretty cool.
I figured that it would be, cause they're not just saying beach, you said ground.
Yeah.
I instantly thought of the wings that you have. Is it cicada wings or something?
Yeah. I found that cicada wing.
You got cicada wings, which is weird to me, but, I think they're cool.
That I found was, there was an owl by my mom's house over in Fair Acres. And I found an owl feather. It was like a spotted owl feather. And that was like, oh my God, I get to keep this forever. And it's upstairs my poor husband.
Well, yeah,
it looks like a nature preserve in our house. I've got driftwood and feathers. Yeah. I do not have any bones. I mean,
do you have any bones or teeth?
I have teeth.
What are the teeth of?
I have my cat's teeth when he lost them as a kitten. And I have my kids' teeth that they lost as children.
Okay.
So there are actual, I mean, I teeth. Really do. Like, I was lucky that I found the kitty
teeth. Well, I tried to give you that bone. You wouldn't take it. The bone that was out of my mouth.
Yeah, I don't want that. No, thank you. All good. Thank you. No. I'm fine.
All right. And that's it then, huh? That's the answer is a buoy.
I mean, sometimes you find stuff where you're like, don't touch that. I mean, you definitely have to be discerning. I mean, not everything is meant to be handled.
Sure. I agree.
So there's that stuff. I mean, there's also like gross stuff that you find on the ground. Most recently, I found in the park, they'd been digging up to do like some sort of garden project. And it must have been a dumping ground because I found all of this porcelain.
Okay.
Like old pottery from like, it's sitting right here. Yeah. Old pottery.
You hold it home even. Okay.
Yeah. No. I went with my girlfriend. We went at like 5 o'clock in the morning and she's like, I found this special place where there's like all this old pottery. And so nothing like going out at 5 a.m. with your girlfriend to walk through a park with a flashlight.
looking pottery. For
park garbage.
Hey, someone's got to clean the park up,
actually,
Molly.
Actually, Peter's finding out about this right now.
Is he really?
As he's
Peter.
Listening to this. Yeah. As he's listening to this podcast. Hey, Peter. I'd be like, you did what? You're like, Andrea... I know it was Andrea. I know it was you.
Of course. All right. Best news of the day. What do we got going on? I'll start right here. Did you guys check out the lady that went into labor during the news broadcast on air? Yeah, it reminded me of you for some reason. We'll get to that. Hit V2 for me, Gracie, if you could. I believe it's V2.
Good morning, I'm Olivia Jaquith.
And I'm Julia Dunn. We do have some breaking news this morning, literally.
Yes.
Olivia's water has broke.
That's right.
And she is anchoring the news now in active labor.
Early labor.
We've been doing the contract. She's now, timing her contractions.
We'll see. I'm going to pay attention.
What, 2 minutes apart?
No. Well, there was one, but it's been a few minutes since then, so we're still in good shape.
Her decision to stay
Look at what it says. Days past due date.
Oh, there we go. Yeah, I know. So we're thinking
maybe
today.
Well, I'm happy to be here, and I'll stay on the desk for as long as I possibly can. But if I disappear...
We're so happy for you. She's 2 days overdue, so she wants this baby baby out.
But. All right, so if my baby does come today, Craig, how's the weather look?
What's the weather look like for baby time?
I feel like
I did go into labor on air.
You did go into labor during the show. Yeah, that's right.
We were doing the news.
Was that the end of the show or the...
During the show.
During the middle of the show, if you're doing news, yeah.
And so we were doing news, and I just remember it was around Christmas, and we were still broadcasting because we were going to go through all the way until I had the baby because Declan was due on Christmas Day, and he came 2 days later as well. Okay. And so it was the government shutdown. So it was like special session. So even though we were at work, so was the Senate, so was Congress. So I distinctly remember like talking about the government shutdown and getting like a contraction.
Okay.
And this is
that's what did it.
Stuff's happening on the Hill. Like it was so.
I didn't even notice. I didn't even know until.
No, I mean, you wouldn't.
I think it was till the next day that, I mean, whenever you had Declan, I found out from you that you had gone into the labor during the show. I think. I can't remember. That was a while ago. But yeah, when I saw that story from that lady that happened last week, I thought to myself, I think Molly went into labor or something. Did your water break or you just go?
No, it was just, I started getting active contractions. Your water doesn't always break.
Okay.
A lot of times, like they'll have to break it at the, but like you go into contractions. I mean, like it starts happening. And that was definitely, I remember doing the news and thinking like, I can't believe I'm doing this.
Yeah.
This is crazy. But at the same time, I think I was like in denial. I was like, I'm not really in labor.
Yeah, so the water, is the water the stuff that he's in like a bag or something?
Yeah, it's amniotic fluid.
It's the what?
Amniotic fluid.
Okay, all right.
They're like sitting around in that.
All right. Wow, isn't that crazy?
And the thing is that people like people who have their water break, it's like, it's sort of, you got to be careful after that point because then it's like the hull has been compromised. You got to get the cargo out in a certain amount of time.
Oh, you do.
Yeah.
Okay. I guess you're right.
You're like running against the clock. I mean, I tell you, so with Declan, I had what's called Braxton Hicks.
What is Braxton Hicks?
It's false labor.
Mm-hmm.
Oh my God, look at you go on that mayonnaise. It's going to be so, I'm going to have to power through. I've been in false labor for like days.
Okay.
So there were times where I was having contractions and it was lasting for days and days and days and days and days. And you would call and they'd be like, no. And so I would have to take a shower and that would stop the contractions.
Ah,
and so
really, wow, that's fascinating.
Yeah, because it's like basically like your body's just gets in this loop, and they're like, take a shower, and if the contractions stop because of the shower, then you know it's false labor. So by the time I was like ready to like go to the hospital, I was like a prune because I had been in the shower like a million times, and I'm like, it's got to stop. The shower will make it stop. I was like a myrrh person. Like I'm like waking Peter up and I've got like raisin paws because I've been just hanging out in the shower hoping that the contractions stop.
I think that same thing happened with my stepmother and my father with Annalise.
Oh, really?
And it had happened so many times that when it was time to go to the hospital, my dad decided to start making a sandwich because he thought it wasn't time.
So your dad, you're like, well, I'm going to make a sandwich. Yes. My God. Your sweet mother-in-law is like, no, I think this is it.
Yeah. So there you go. So yeah, that's what I thought. I thought something would happen. I thought that was a pretty funny story.
I saw that story and I immediately was like, I remembered. And I thought, I got to reach out to this lady and be like, hey, sister.
Yeah.
Hey, labor news reporter sister. I mean, I don't know how many of us there are
that has
done the news while in labor.
Yeah, I don't know. I'm sure there's a handful.
Yeah,
you know,
maybe we're like a secret sorority. I got to like reach out. Maybe I get like the handshake.
Traction shake.
Fist bump. All right, what do you got?
Okay, so there is a new trend in decluttering.
Okay.
So, there are always something, right? Like, does it bring you joy? You know, then there's like the Swedish art of like death purging. You know what I mean? So this new one is pretty spectacular. It's called the poop rule.
The poop rule.
The poop rule.
Okay. How does that
work? Is, would you keep it if it were covered in poop? I'm not kidding. It is going viral.
Oh my God. Okay.
Would you keep it if it was covered in poop? Like, would it be something that you would be like, I got to try and save this? Or would you just be like, disgusting, and it has to go? And that is,
depends on what it is. Like, if it's my phone, I keep it.
Sure.
How fresh is the poop? I mean, is it like dry?
No, they didn't go into like detail. They're like, listen, this is 1 minute old poop. Like, I don't know.
No, I mean like dried. It's been on there for days on a t-shirt or something.
I don't know. It's whatever you're comfortable imagining. Okay. Like, it's not a hard and fast poop rule.
Okay. I think I would. It's a good way of getting rid of clutter, I guess. It just kind of depends. Our thing is this. And we've gotten past it, is that we would get a dumpster like every single year. And then we were starting to do the whole, if it's worth $10 or less or whatever, we toss it, whatever. Instead of having a garage sale, she won't let me have a garage sale. And so what we were doing is I was starting to keep things. And then next year we'd get another dumpster.
You have a dumpster full of stuff every year?
Well, this is what we're happening. We're keeping stuff, but we're also remodeling at the same time.
Okay.
Okay.
I'm like, that's a lot of stuff.
I would still have this stuff. And I'd be looking like, there was a mop bucket.
Okay.
That's never been used. And it sat in the garage for 5 years till finally I gave it up. I was like, I need to toss this thing. So if that was covered in poop, yeah, that would have been gone. There you go.
That's the stuff. Like, you kind of have to like look around. I am choking, like just drowning.
On what?
Just drowning in clutter.
Drowning? Is it drowning or drowning?
I don't know. I don't know what kind of poop it is. I don't know if I'm drowning. I feel like I'm drowning in whatever amount of poop you're talking about. Drowning in this conversation. Well, because we're in this family flux. We've got kids and they're going from being young kids to teenagers. And so there are things where it's like there are toys that are gone. But then like you also think to yourself, oh, remember those toys you had when you were a kid and you wished your parents had held on to them?
Yeah.
You know? And so then I'm running through that in my head. Like, does this make the cut? Is this like, oh man, I have kids now. I wish you would have kept X, Y, and Z. And I think
you should keep it. Rylene has kept all of this stuff from the kids.
You can't keep all of it. You can't keep all of it.
She's kept a lot of it, like Matchbox cars and stuff like that, you know, strictly for. And then whenever their kids come over, they would come over and they'd just go right to that toy box and start playing. That would be a tough thing to get rid of is.
So there's some toys stuff where you don't feel bad. Like there's certain things where you're like, forget about it. It doesn't matter. But like there are other things where it's like games, like we don't play them anymore, but like you want to have them around, like in case somebody's like, who wants to play apples to apples? And it's like, are we going to be playing that ever again?
Without taking it like from me, ever. We've got games galore that just sits there.
I don't want to be without it. Like, what if I have that party and everybody's like, you know what would make this party amazing is if we could play apples to apples. And I can
why not though? Yeah, then you would have it. We have a whole thing of games too and puzzles that we don't reach out and play. As a matter of fact, Oliver and his fiance, last time they were over, they wanted to play a board game. And we said no.
You said no?
Because we were out outside at the pool. I'm not going to go play a board game when I'm out there swimming and getting my tan on. But anyway, those are the tough things you need to battle out through.
No, children, we are not playing a board game.
Well, Daddy, you got them too.
Skipping and swimming.
You got them too. So, all right. So here, what about this idea? Hit V4 for me. What about clown massages?
Absolutely not. What are you talking about? Where do you find this stuff?
Well, look, that's...
That's AI for starters. No, like,
oh, that is AI, but I'm just saying.
Okay.
What about...
What about them?
Clown massages.
No.
Imagine it going, like you're in a field. Play it a little bit more. There's another picture. Imagine you're in a field, you know. And
why am I in a field?
Because you're getting a massage with nature. Kind of like getting a massage on a beach.
And that's instead, giving me clowns. The massage. The creepy freaking Pennywise is sneaking up behind me. I don't think I would feel very relaxed. Waka, right. Waka. Can you hear the squishy shoes? Flick, 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 flick. You're like, I can't get in the mood. You're ruining this for me. Why am I naked and you have so much makeup outfit. On?
In his squirting flower.
Flower lapel. It's you're like, oil. Oh, it's getting oil. It's oil.
Yeah, it's a soft oil.
No.
I just like,
your gloves
to throw
are catching
you.
In the folds of my back.
So here, get this. There's like a group. They put this whole thing together in East Hamptons. It was a complete joke, website and everything, and they pushed clown massages. They have a complete list. Well, all of East Hampton fell for it.
And they're like,
these guys are just
it.
Jokesters.
Yeah. Oh my God. No,
they were
like,
terrified.
You know
people
what?
Were terrified.
I'll sign up for it. I'm so open to all sorts of experiences, even clown massages. I'm so forward.
Oh my God. People hate clowns so much. They hate him so much.
Yeah. And imagine having
it wouldn't be relaxing.
Imagine having a clown and you're in the most vulnerable state. I mean, you're naked, yes. Face down, prone to this like creepy. Uh-huh. Person who comes in, you're like, I worked with somebody that was in clown college.
It's got bells, actual clown college.
Actual Barnum okay. and Bailey clown college.
Mm-hmm.
And it is it's a serious business because you.
All right. So let me ask you. So you go to clown college.
Yes.
Is this for the future of like circuses
yes.
or is it for like also if you want to be a party clown?
I mean, it's meant for the circus, but obviously, okay. like, you could do party clown. This is the deal. You have to come up with your persona.
All right.
You have to, like, create your character, create your persona, and then piece together, like, how you want that to look.
I could totally do that.
Oh, my God.
I could
you
totally
would be absolutely
do that.
All over this.
When like I was doing thing. A clown.
Would you be eating coleslaw while we were doing it just to make it even worse for me?
When I was a clown for all those Halloweens, I had built up my persona mm-hmm. and I ended up being almost like a disco clown, like Saturday Night Live. I had the silky shirt and then a big orange hair and a real nose that I bought that I had to glue on. Right. So what I did is I cut a bunch of that hair out and I glued it to my chest. So it's orange hair. And then I put a big giant gold dollar sign chain. Sign me up for clown college.
Like maybe. Yeah.
And I only did this because I wanted to see if anybody would ever hook up with me as a clown.
Did you get any action?
One time.
Did and she then want I, you to keep the clown stuff on?
No, I don't know what happened, Molly.
Oh, you're that drunk.
She had like clown makeup all over her face.
Imagine her break up. I mean, it's one thing, yeah. Your drunk clown
yeah.
getting some action. She has got to sober up and realize, what is that on my face? Oh, it's clown makeup because I got so blackout wasted. I thought yeah. that was a good idea. She's yes, like,
exactly.
That woman, her next stop was rehab. She and was like, AA,
yeah,
today.
Today.
It works.
And the greatest thing. About being a clown when you're dressed up like that is you can really say and do a lot of things that you would not be able to do as an undressed up clown.
Really?
As a normal human. Yeah, because they think you're just being a clown. Yeah.
You're still a person. They think you're being a clown. Yeah, a creepy one.
Well, there's creepy, there's scary, there's funny.
Like that clown is super offensive. He has said some really terrible things.
Terrible
You're like,
things.
It's just the persona. You're like that. I don't think you can say that word anymore.
All right. We got to get to No dumb questions.
No dumb questions.
All right, we got Tina here.
Okay.
Again, it's bpscrasher@gmail.com. What's your opinion on forks?
I'm pro fork.
Ask questions.
I'm pro fork.
What's your opinion? I'm pro fork too.
You know what I think is revolutionary?
What'd you like better, though? What's that?
I think the spork is just like, who thought of that? That's brilliant.
The spoon fork? Yeah.
Yeah, the spork.
Yeah, I would agree.
I get so excited when like you go through, Taco Bell used to give you a spork.
Did they really?
When you order
nachos,
would get a spork. And I was like, this is, because it's almost like, it's like a fork shovel.
Yeah.
Which for nachos, you kind of need.
Yes, you do.
Unless you want to get your paws in there.
So isn't that a weird question? What's your opinion on forks? I love forks. I actually use forks more than spoons.
Which fork do you use? Okay, let's break it down. Because, you know, when you buy silverware sets, they come with a fork, a salad fork, a dinner fork, knife, and a spoon.
Mm-hmm.
And so do you use the small salad fork or do you use the one with the longer tines, the dinner fork?
I like the smaller.
You do?
Yes.
Okay, because I like the larger.
Okay, because we have one larger one. Is this a salad fork?
I don't know. I'd have to see it up against.
It seems like a regular fork. But we have one that's bigger than that, a couple bigger than that, and I hate it so much. So whenever I hand out forks, I always give that one to Wiley, and she doesn't like it either.
We give the salad forks to the kids because their mouths are smaller.
Sure.
But the dinner forks are I use.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you do know how to set a table, don't you?
I never worked in the service, Molly.
Didn't you ever grow up in a house with silverware?
Yes, you put the silverware next to the plate and you put the fork next to the plate and the damn spoon next to the plate. You put a napkin on top of the plate and you call it a day. I don't serve fancy stuff like that. I mean, we just eat. You do it, Molly. Okay.
Well, you have to set the table. So the way it works is you work from the outside in. So that's why you have things the way they are. Mm-hmm. So like the salad fork and then the dinner fork. And same thing with like the soup spoon and then the knife.
Oh, see, we don't do that. We don't do two forks.
You don't?
No,
like
we don't.
When you serve Thanksgiving?
No. No, I've never thought of ever. We don't even have two different forks.
Well, that's what I'm saying. That's what when you get a silverware collection, it comes with two different types of forks, salad forks and dinner forks.
I guess we've never gotten a silverware collection type deal.
I mean, you know,
I don't know how we got our, I mean, I know we got forks, knives and spoons. We actually have like 50 forks, 30 spoons and 8 knives, butter knives.
Why only?
Isn't that weird?
That is so weird.
I don't know. But whenever we have parties here and, you know, some people hand out plastic forks.
Yes.
I'm able to hand out real forks. Actually, Wylene's mom one day goes, oh, my God, is this real fork?
Ooh, is this real fork? Like, oh, yeah. Nothing
instead
but
of plastic
stuff for you, mom-in-law.
I hate plastic sporks or forks.
Yeah.
I don't like them.
No, I don't enjoy them either. I mean, so, I don't. We have.
What a weird conversation.
I know.
Thank you for this.
So here we go.
Thank you for the message there, Tina. There's your opinion. Opinions on forks.
I have 24 teaspoons, 24 soup spoons, 24 knives, 24 dinner forks, and 24 salad forks.
Okay. See, that's
so we can. I mean, we've had a sit down dinner. We've had a sit-down dinner for 24 to 25 people.
Okay. But yours are formal. You guys do the formal stuff where you break out china. We don't have china either.
Yeah.
We don't have any of that stuff. We just throw parties and you know what I mean, like football parties, stuff like that. Not actual sit-down at a table type deal.
Well, we throw those kind of parties too. But I mean,
I don't have teaspoons.
Sure you do.
No, I have soup spoons.
And you don't have the little spoons that come with it?
Not that I know with it, no. I believe what happened is that, because we combined our stuff.
Wild Wild West over at your house. 8 knives, no teaspoons, 48 forks. Good God, what kind of parties do you throw?
stuff that you eat with a fork.
Listen, if anybody brings over any steaks, there's only 8 knives. You're just going to have to fight for
No, those are, we've got a good chunk of real knives that I could stab you with. I'm talking about butter knives.
Butter knives.
Like peanut butter knives. Like those stupid knives that can't even cut anything. Butter knives.
Dinner knives.
They're called dinner knives.
There's
okay.
dinner knives. All there's right. steak. Then there's steak knives. Like, I mean, when I'm talking about I feel like I'm talking to a heathen.
What do you mean?
My mother would
I'm
be
not
destroyed.
The only. I'm not the only one. Hey. Then everything's just reckless over there at your house.
Oh my God.
Oh my God. You don't have cloth napkins? You're kidding me. No,
tell
we
me
don't
you have cloth napkins.
No.
Why
use cloth
not?
Napkins for?
Because it's.
For what? We have
to
paper
use
napkins.
As napkins and then you launder them and then you use no. them again.
No, you come in from the area of washing diapers. You probably put
no,
towels
I don't.
On your kids.
No.
Why would you get something that you have to wash?
Because it's sustainable. Like, it's better than paper. They do a better job. Oh, my gosh. Yeah, go ahead. Wipe that mayonnaise off your face. You shovel it in with one of your 75 forks that you've got in your house. Who needs a knife when you've got a slaw dog? See, this fork conversation, while that was not a stupid question, we have given plenty of dumb answers.
No, I don't think it was dumb. I don't think it was a dumb question at all.
No,
I've never heard of it.
Saying it wasn't, but we've managed to make it a very prolonged, stupid answer. That we
absolutely.
Can't even agree upon because
I got another one okay. from someone else. Do you want to do one more or two
yeah,
more?
Yeah, why
I
not?
A few. All right, Sue, what's your favorite thing to eat out of the trash? What's your favorite? Now we gotta think deep into this one, Molly.
Nothing. I would never eat anything out of the trash. I wouldn't. I mean, it's like there it went.
All right, let me ask you this one. In pertaining to this, you throw something in the trash, right? The mm-hmm. lid is still on it. Say it's a jar of pickles. I don't know. It's something like that. You notice there's still a couple pickles in there. You accidentally threw it in there. It's in the garbage now. Lid is on it. Do you reach in there and grab it?
I think we're getting into the poop rule territory.
Well, do you reach in and grab it or is it garbage? What do you think? I mean, does that matter? That's got to be what Sue's talking about. I mean, I wouldn't put a sandwich. Say you had a sandwich that you dropped in. Let's just say you dropped in the garbage can and land on top of a paper towel.
You have a lot of exceptions.
I'm just wondering.
Like, and then that is a clean paper towel.
Is there a rule?
If it's an empty trash can, like let's say you just put the garbage liner in.
Okay.
I mean, I'm assuming that. I mean, you use garbage liners, right? This is like a cloth napkin.
Our garbage liners smell like lavender.
Oh, you've got the scented ones?
Yeah, don't hurt the sweet Wylene.
I'm not hurting.
That's why I wouldn't do it.
Okay.
I wouldn't do it.
She likes it. I was going to say, I thought it was you. I was like, like lavender.
No, they're scented. Yeah, I think they smell nice. But just because of that, if something went into that garbage can, I wouldn't grab it. I can't eat it. For some reason, I feel like it's been compromised with the scent.
It's perfumed.
Yeah, it's perfumed.
No, you can't eat that.
What's your favorite thing to eat out of the trash? What are we living on the streets there, Sue? I guess we could be living on the streets in no time, but no one starts sponsoring this stuff.
Oh boy, here we go. Those forks aren't paying for themselves. Come on, help. Let's get him some real silverware. Let's start that fund.
I want to know if Gracie has ever eaten anything out of the trash. You can go yes or no. Have you ever eaten? She says no.
I don't think.
Okay.
I mean,
I don't think I have either. So I don't know. Maybe we're looking at the question wrong. Maybe it's like, what's our favorite thing to eat out of the trash? I don't know.
I remember being at a party once.
Yeah.
And my
girlfriend was very inebriated.
Uh-huh.
And she ate something out of a trash can.
Like was like what?
Like it was like there was like pizza and she was like so hungry and like ate it out of the trash can. We were like, we got to go. Like, time to pour you into the car and take you home. Because you're eating party pizza out of the trash can.
At a party. Yes, exactly.
I think the worst thing I ever did at a party once, I remember, is I went up. I can't believe I'm admitting to this.
Admit it. Go ahead. What is it?
I went up. We ordered a pizza and everybody was down in the basement. And I went up and I only liked the crust. And so I took
you ate the crust.
I took the pizza slicer and went all around the pizza and then picked up the crust. Okay. So when everybody else came upstairs, they were like, why is there no crust on this pizza? I was like, I think we got the ones with the topping goes all the way to the edge.
You know, that's funny because
pour her into the car. It is time for her to go home. She's ruining the party pizza.
Pour her into the car. My mother loved the crust. I don't mind the crust. We don't eat the crust. If there's anything part of a pizza that's left behind, it will be the crust. I didn't realize you were a crust person.
Yeah, we call it in my house. It's a term that we always used on touring. We call it the bones. Are you going to eat your bones? Yeah, because they look like a bone. You know, like the crust looks like a bone. So we used to say like, hey, can I have your bones? When you're done, instead of asking for the crust. And so now I've trained the kids. And so the kids will be like, Mom, I saved you my bones.
Good God.
So that's what we call pizza crust in my house. Bones. And I love eating the bones.
Yeah, you do.
I just go in there.
That's what he said. That's what he said.
Mom, I saved you my bones. Record.
It's on record. Molly loves eating the bones.
Stop.
We're going to get out of here. I got to finish my wonderful meal.
Yeah.
I'm glad you joined. I didn't see you eat a single thing.
Oh, yeah. No, I know. I got to eat.
Yeah.
All right, well, I'm nervous about eating because you're such a weirdo about it.
How am I a weirdo?
You've like conditioned me over the years where I've caught you talking about how I eat.
No.
I have. I've caught you talking smack about how I eat.
Yes, you have. But that's
and you're
because
like,
you were eating.
I was just kidding. I was like, you didn't know I was behind you. You didn't even know. And you were talking all sorts of about how I eat.
No. That one time was when you were eating and you just reminded me of a squirrel or like a chipmunk because you would move your hands and you're like... And that's all I said.
You're like, listen, I've got thoughts.
Yeah, and I'm going to share them. All right, we're out of here.
As you stuff mayonnaise, I'm eating blueberries.
I mean, try the slaw dog, people. This is, you just get a hot dog bun and get some slaw on that, and then take a squirt of some mayo and spread
Never
it right
say
on top.
Squirt. Squirt
no squirting,
of mayo?
Huh?
No.
Okay. A douse, or I don't know.
A dollop
of mayo.
But you could use with a teaspoon if you had
one. If I had one.
Because
right,
you live
here.
In a crazy house. With lavender scented.
Go get your bone. Go get your bone.
Go get some bones.
We'll see you guys on Wednesday. We'll have a Diddy update for you. Also, we got a new name for our celebrity news.
Yes.
I figured celebrity news is like... it doesn't, it just says what everybody else says, but we'll let you know what that name is on Wednesday.
Mm-hmm.
In the meantime, like us, follow us, rate, review, subscribe. It's all free. It's on Spotify, wherever you get your podcasts, Apple Podcasts, also the Herd at One YouTube network as well. So you do all that stuff and it'll keep us around for sure. And spread the word. Tell everybody once again where the big party show is at. We're no longer on the radio.
No.
But we are in your ear wherever you go, whenever you go. So we'll see you guys Wednesday. Have a safe day and do yourself good.
A Herd at Media Production.